Tonight's special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
And the sports department of Jay Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver and Brian Patch at the Portside Fieldhouse tonight for a huge game for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. They're trying to do something they haven't done in 30 years, and that is win a piece of the MAC Conference Championship. And they need to win this game tonight to get that accomplished. It's not over after tonight, but if we don't win tonight, we're not going to win the conference. That's almost for sure. Although, I guess there would be an outside shot, Brian, of a tie if Coldwater could knock off Marion Local.
Yeah, that's definitely a possibility. But you don't want to have to worry about what someone else has to do for you to help you win. You want to be able to take care of your own business and control what you can. And so tonight is definitely a big part of that. And basically, it's a two-step process. This is step one. Let's take care of business tonight here at home. And let's worry about senior night next week against New Bremen and finish it off right.
Well, that is the advantage here. Our two games to end the conference are both at home, so that does help a bit, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
You remind you of the family dentistry office of Dr. Thomas Banta in Portland, and all of his staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Chen and Christy Hart, would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's high school basketball game. Go get them, Lady Indians, says Dr. Thomas Banta at the family dentistry office, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist. And hard to believe this is the last time in regular season we're going to be playing the Vaughn girls, the Vaughn triplets, seniors this year.
Yeah, and probably have a chance to see them in first game of tournament, assuming they win. But in the regular season, absolutely. And I've seen them for 6 years now in two sports. So
they're outstanding in volleyball as well. Here is Val Mollenkamp inside up, no good. Rebound comes down to Olivia Patch. Passes back to Val Mollenkamp. Tipped away, and St. Henry comes up with the basketball. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Kalp Pharmacy, with their locations in Fort Recovery and over in Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. That's Kalp Pharmacy. There's a friendly Kalp Pharmacy pharmacist near you. Here's a shot from the right side. It's up and no good, and a foul is called on St. Henry. Taking the shot and missing it there was Alyssa Busher. And they're going to call the foul on, I believe, Natalie Vaughn, was it?
Addie Vaughn.
Addie Vaughn.
Who I believe is their leading scorer on the season.
Kiki Wendell to Brooke Colleg. Back out to Val Mollenkamp. Thinks about the three, doesn't shoot it. Hands off to Kiki Wendell. Drives in, puts it up. It's blocked from behind by Marley Vaughn. And here comes St. Henry with the basketball. Here's Marley Vaughn, a three-point shot. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Henry, to Alyssa Busher. Top of the key to Cora Stahman over on the left. Back inside to Busher. Fires and hits. Alyssa Busher puts it in. She's a senior also. And it's 2-0 St. Henry with the first lead of the game.
Their starting five is all seniors for St. Henry. So experienced group.
Kiki Wendell to Brooke Colleg. Out front it goes. Allie Vaughn drives down the lane, puts it up, no good. Partially blocked, out of bounds, I think, off of Allie. And it'll be given to St. Henry. Yeah, there was a time when some of the St. Henry volleyball players who were fine athletes would not play basketball, but several of these ladies here are on the volleyball team as well.
Yeah, they've had a lot of success, and when they were in that run, they just didn't play basketball, so.
Ball's almost stolen by Allie Vaughn, but St. Henry keeps it. Right side, there's a corner shot. It's no good by Nora Vaughn. Rebound tipped around, and Brooke Colleg comes down with it. Rob Weaver here, along with Brian Patch. Eric Cattley's our studio producer at the radio station. Owen Shane is the studio producer here at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Ball's tapped around. Kiki Wendell got it back. Puts it up. No good. Rebound. Val Mollenkamp in the lane. Back up. No good. Rebound comes down to Nora Vaughn of St. Henry. Over on the right side it goes to Alyssa Buescher. Buescher goes to the baseline, stops, has the ball knocked away, and it'll be given to St. Henry. Tipped out of bounds by Allie Vaughn. Girls play Tri-Village this Saturday, and that's a big one. Is that at Tri-Village?
Yeah.
That's a big game. Here's a shot from outside up, no good. Rebound comes down to Val Mollenkamp. As missing that was Addie Vaughn. Cross-court pass from Kiki Wendell to Brooke Collig. Here's Allie Vaughn, dribbles down, passes off to Olivia Patch, and Olivia puts it up and in, giving the Indians their first points of the night, and it's tied at 2-2. St. Henry and Fort Recovery battling away here. Two nice teams, St. Henry's 12-8, Fort Recovery 14-4. Fort Recovery tied for the conference lead with a 6-1 record with Marion Local. Left side to Nora Vaughn. And Nora falls down, and the ball is picked up by Fort Recovery, picked up by Kiki Wendell. Here's Brooke Collig with it, comes down, spins in the lane, pops the shot. Oh, it doesn't go. Rebound comes to St. Henry. Getting the rebound was Marley Vaughn, and she's going to throw it away, trying to hit her sister Nora Vaughn down the court. Well, when the state rankings came out this week, I could not believe that the Lady Indians were not even ranked.
I have no clue how that is possible. We beat Marion by 20, beat Minster, who's 2-5, I think both of them are. So obviously they don't look at wins and those type of things. So
yeah, Marion Local, Minster, both in the top 10. And, of course, they were looking at that Franklin Monroe loss, I guess. But Franklin Monroe's not a bad ball club.
No, they're not.
Fort Recovery just lost the ball, taken away. Here's St. Henry with it. Inside it goes, shots up and in there by Addie Vaughn. But maybe that's not all bad that we're not ranked. We'll take it that way.
Yeah, it could make us a little more driven, a little more focused when it comes tournament time.
Allie Vaughn over on the right side to Paige Fortkamp there in the corner to Val Mollenkamp. Fires it up and no good. Rebound comes to Kiki Wendell. Kiki comes back in, feeds back out to Paige Fortkamp on a three. Can't get it to go down. Rebound out of bounds off of Brooke Collig. What a great effort by Brooke, but she couldn't quite get there in time.
Right now it looks like we're playing a little nervous. It's kind of a little sloppy game, but also we look like we have some nerves to us right now too, Rob.
St. Henry has a new coach this year, Kyle Minchoffer. Of course, Holly Gann, the head coach of Fort Recovery, also a new coach. Right side to Addie Vaughn, double teamed. In trouble, ball stolen by Allie Vaughn. Here she comes, lays it up, and good. Allie Vaughn for Fort Recovery, stolen away, and lays it in to make it a 4-4 tie. 3 minutes to go on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Underneath, it's up and good by Nora Vaughn. Nora Vaughn gives St. Henry the lead again at 6-4. Allie Vaughn on the outside for the Lady Indians, being guarded by Nora Vaughn. Brooke Collig over on the right. There's Val Mollenkamp just off the lane. Feeds back out to Kiki Wendell. Goes inside, misses, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. They're going to call that one on Nora Vaughn of St. Henry. So it's good in the free throw line here is Kiki Wendell. For Recovery, St. Henry, MAC conference game tonight. It'll probably be a good one all the way to the end. Up and good by Kiki Wendell. So the Lady Indians hit their first free throw of the night. And Kiki is perhaps our best free throw shooter, I would say. Certainly one of the best.
I probably agree with that.
Up and good. Got them both. 6-6. All tied up. St. Henry with the ball. Fort Recovery full court press. Allie Vaughn hawking Alicia Buescher there. And there's a foul called on Brooke Collig. That's number one on Brooke. Tomorrow we'll be at St. Henry for the boys' game. We'll be broadcasting that here on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. That ought to be a dandy game. Down comes St. Henry. Ball's tipped away by Allie Vaughn. And Allie says, I knocked it off of Alyssa Buescher. But the official didn't agree. He said Allie touched it last. So St. Henry will have the basketball. There's Marley Vaughn into Nora Vaughn. Back to Marley. Marley passing on the left side to Buescher. Alyssa Buescher goes in along the lane on the right side. Top of the key to Buescher again. Down the right side it goes to Nora Vaughn. Nora dribbling to the free throw line. Stopping, passing back to Buescher. Over on the right to Marley Vaughn. Marley goes into the corner to Addie Vaughn. Addie goes, tries to go inside. Ball's tipped away. And Addie got it back. Puts it up no good. Rebound comes to Val Mollenkamp. Here's Brooke Colling at the other end. Puts it up and no good. Rebound comes to Allie Vaughn. And she got the ball to go in. Allie Vaughn with a rebound basket. And that gives the Indians their first lead of the night at 8-6. Here's St. Henry with the ball. Stolen by Fort Recovery. Here comes Paige Fortkamp passing to Brooke Colling. It's blocked. St. Henry comes away with the basketball. Racing down is Buescher to Addie Vaughn, and she scores. Addie Vaughn puts it in. Makes it 8-8. We're all tied up in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy will deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis if you wish. Just ask Cal Pharmacy about the weekly prescription program. Well, they'll deliver those prescriptions to you right to your home. Here's Allie Vaughn down the lane. It's up and no good. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp, good. Val Mollenkamp with the rebound basket to give the Indians the lead back at 10-8. Inside to Addie Vaughn, puts it up and rims out of there. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp. Here comes Val. Down to Brooke Colling. She'll stop. Dumps it back to Paige Fortkamp. Brooke Colling out top to Kiki Wendell. Kiki backs it up and says, hey, let's settle down and set the offense. We have 25 seconds, and we may take the last shot here, it looks like, as the Indians have the floor spread out. Kiki Wendell back at the timeline. Nobody's pressuring her at all. Down to 10 seconds. Kiki has the ball tipped away, but shovels it over to Olivia, or I should say to Brooke Colling. There's Val Mollenkamp on a three, no good. Here's Brooke Colling on a three. It does not go, and the quarter comes to an end. A hard-fought first quarter of play, that's for sure. Lady Indians leading the St. Henry Lady Redskins by a score of 10-8. First quarter again brought to you by the fine folks at, once again, Cal Pharmacy. Don't forget they have their Handicap Medical Equipment Center here at the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Check it out. They have all the handicap equipment you need at the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. That's Cal Pharmacy. We'll be back with quarter number two right after this.
Out here, there are many jobs to do. You need the kind of power, versatility, and comfortable handling that comes with your territory. Luckily, there's a tractor built to pull all that weight, the Kubota L-Series. Get an L-Series tractor for zero down with 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a six-year limited powertrain warranty. Now through February 29th, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
For more information, visit your local Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
St. Henry with the basketball to start out the second quarter. And there it goes out of bounds as a bad pass by Nora Vaughn. And the Lady Indians get the ball on the turnover to start here in the second quarter. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. Macy Day is in the lineup now for the Lady Indians. Cross-court pass over on the right side to Kiki Wendell. Olivia Patch back in the lineup also. Paige Fortkamp, Kiki Wendell, and Val Mollenkamp, the other three players. Here is the ball stolen away from Kiki Wendell. Addie Vaughn back up and good. St. Henry took advantage of the turnover by the Lady Indians and score on the bucket. Here's Paige Fortkamp going inside. It's blocked there by Nora Vaughn. Rebound to St. Henry. Here come the Lady Redskins.
Pretty rugged game out there, Mr. Bryan.
It is. And right now, their officials are kind of swallowed the whistles and said pretty much anything's going right now, too. So
there's Cora Stallman in the game now for St. Henry. Stripped away, stolen by Paige Fortkamp from Nora Vaughn. And here come the Lady Indians. Down to Macy Day on the left. There's Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp in the lane, driving, puts it up, and oh, it doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Addie Vaughn of St. Henry. I don't know, I'm going to get all confused here. Addie Vaughn, Nora Vaughn, Allie Vaughn, Marley Vaughn, all in the game. Inside, turnaround shot by Busher. Good. Alyssa Busher puts it in for St. Henry. 12-10 now the score. Here is Kiki Wendell driving. Missed the layup. Down the lane, had the opening, couldn't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Ashley Ontrump. Here is Addie Vaughn with the ball. Brings it up against Kiki Wendell. Addie stops, passes over on the left side to Ontrump. Now down in the corner it goes. Here's a drive back outside. There's Alyssa Busher firing and missing. Not a good shot. Rebound Macy Day. That was an off-balance shot there, but we'll take it. Here's Kiki on the left, and there's timeout Fort Recovery. Timeout Fort Recovery in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. It's 12-10. St. Henry in the lead. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with special Tuesday events. Discounted lipid panel blood test starting at 8 a.m. on February 4th, 11th, and 25th. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL, to help evaluate your risk of heart disease. Appointments are required, so call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 419-375-2092 to register. Cal Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're at the Fortside Fieldhouse tonight. One of the few games in the area. All of Jay County's athletic events were postponed tonight.
Is that the rule? If you don't have school, you don't have.
It's not a hard and set rule, but in our case, about all the other schools that we were playing were also out today, so.
I know there's a lot around here that canceled, too. Some of the closer games, such as this one, is obviously being played, but a lot of the other ones canceled as well.
I was wondering about that, if there were some other Ohio games that were knocked out. There is Allie Vaughn with a three-point basket from the left side. That gives the Indians a lead 13-12. County roads in Jay County are very poor. And Jay County's already on a two-hour delay for tomorrow morning, by the way. Any of you Jay County folks listening in? Have not heard from Fort Recovery yet.
They'll probably wait till this game gets over, I would assume.
Shots up and good by St. Henry's Ashley Ontrop. She's only a sophomore. Here's a drive by Allie Vaughn. No good. Rebound comes down on the deck. Picked up by Addie Vaughn of St. Henry. Addie dribbling up the court across the timeline. Now feeds underneath, or tried to Ontrop. And Whitley Rammel, who's in the game now, swiped it away. Allie Vaughn right side to Kiki Wendell. Inside to Whitley Rammel, and the foul's called on St. Henry, reaching around on Whitley Rammel. Don't forget, K&L Tractor Sales has those Great Plains Turbo Max vertical tillage tools. They're good for all seasons. See them at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Val Mollenkamp outside. She will hand off to Kiki Wendell. Kiki dribbling the ball, goes back down the lane, feeds on the left corner to Val Mollenkamp, firing and missing. Rebound to Brooke Hollig, and a foul is called on St. Henry. That's going to be whistled on Cora Stallman. Brooke Hollig will go to the free throw line with two shots. We've had two free throws tonight so far and hit them both. Those were by Kiki Wendell. First one for Brooke is good. 3 for 3 tonight. Off
off to a good start from the free throw line. Let's keep it up. Leaving the game is Antrop, and coming back into the game is Nora Vaughn. One more for Brooke Collig here. The game is tied at 14-14, and this will be no good, but rebound. Pace for Allie Vaughn up, no good. Rebound comes down to St. Henry. Marley Vaughn ends up with the basketball. Right side it goes. Addie Vaughn back outside. There's Busher firing. Partially blocked by Allie Vaughn of Fort Recovery. Left side it goes. There's Addie Vaughn. Addie will pass back out top. Fired up, no good. Rebound comes to Val Mollenkamp as Marley Vaughn missed that one for St. Henry. Down to Whitley Rammel. Oh, it didn't go. Rebound, Allie Vaughn, no good. Rebound, Allie Vaughn, no good. And out of bounds, bodies all over the place, and they say it went off of Allie Vaughn and will go to St. Henry. My goodness. Neil Spencer over there talking to the official says, are you sure?
Thinking he said, you might have guessed on that.
St. Henry with the ball being pressed by Fort Recovery. Have a tie game, 14-14. Right side to Addie Vaughn, puts it in the air, good. Three-point basket by Addie Vaughn. She has 9 on the night now. She's their big gun here this evening. Left side it goes to Allie Vaughn. Allie looking, passing to Brooke Collig, back outside to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp drives down to the right, puts the shot up, and they call her for traveling with the basketball. Shot did not go down anyway, but... So Addie Vaughn will toss it in here for St. Henry as Fort Recovery again pressing full court. St. Henry leading by 3. 17-14 on that three-pointer by Addie Vaughn a moment ago. Here's Busher coming down. She travels, and they're going to call a foul on Whitley Rammel. Alyssa Busher at the free throw line for 2 shots. This could widen the lead to 5. Look over the new endurance line of litter spreaders available from BBI and... Located at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in good old Fort Recovery on State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. Free throw is up and good by Alyssa Busher. That was their first free throw of the night, Brian.
It's kind of shocking as physical and intense as this game has been.
It is. Here we are at 2:41 to go in the second quarter. This is up and good again. So St. Henry widens the gap to 5 points at 19-14. Fort Recovery with the ball. Allie Vaughn will pass on the right to Brooke Collig. Brooke dribbling now over to Paige Fortkamp. Paige looks for a shot, can't find it. Passing on the right to Brooke Collig. Brooke dribbling the ball in the corner. Feeds to Allie Vaughn, cutting down the lane and lays it in. Give Brooke Collig the assist. Allie Vaughn the basket. She has 6 points on the night. And it's a 3-point game at 19-16. St. Henry with the ball. And here's it stolen by Paige Fortkamp. Paige comes down, lost the ball. Picked up by Allie Vaughn outside to Kiki Wendell. No good. Rebound comes to... Jump ball is going to be called. Paige Fortkamp and one of the Lady Redskins. Was that Busher?
I think so, yes.
19-16, 1:54 to go, and Fort Recovery will get the basketball on the alternating possession. We're in the second quarter of play on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Kiki Wendell right side back out to Brooke Collig. Collig goes down the lane, stops, feeds back outside to Kiki Wendell. Paige Fortkamp fires a 3, it does not go. Rebound, Addie Vaughn. Paige just hasn't been able to hit that 3 recently. She hit it early on in the season, but not lately.
Yeah, she's early, about first 3 games, she was pretty hot. And then after that, she is really cooled off.
Alyssa Busher puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Stallman for St. Henry. Stallman gets it back, fires the shot and misses. Rebound picked up by Whitley Rammel. Rammel to Kiki Wendell, down to Allie Vaughn. goes to Olivia, or to Brooke Hollig. No good, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. Doggone it, missed an opportunity there. Had a pretty good break going.
Yeah, we've missed a lot of point-blank shots tonight.
St. Henry with the ball being pressed full court again, and there is a timeout by St. Henry. Timeout, St. Henry. We're in the second quarter, 104 to go in the half. It's St. Henry 19 and Fort Recovery 16.
It's that time of year again at Fort Recovery Napa for the farm and tool sale, March 9th through the 13th, with open house on Wednesday the 11th. Tool and equipment up to 40% off, filters up to 75% off the list price, fall camp products up to 20% off, greases, oils, farm bearings, and belts all at discounted prices. Don't be the one to miss that great sale at Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street. Get the Napa know-how March 9th through the 13th.
Is Marion Local's game still on tonight, do you think?
I did not see that one, if it was or not. I know Minster was playing tonight. Saw one more that was playing tonight. That was in close proximity to each other. So I think there was three for sure that I saw.
There's a foul on Paige Forkamp as she reached in and fouled St. Henry. Out of bounds to the Lady Redskins. Addie Vaughn will toss it in. Addie goes to sister Marley. Marley Vaughn across the timeline. Comes down, stops. Passing underneath to Busher. Puts it up, no good. Rebound, Kiki Wendell. Kiki will bring it up all the way down. Pops the 15-footer off the back of the rim, no good. And a foul on the rebound on Fort Recovery. On Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn gets called, so it's St. Henry's ball again with 44 seconds to go. 19-16 score. St. Henry in the middle. Back on the left side it goes. Stallman back to Nora Vaughn. Outside, there's Busher. St. Henry passing it around the perimeter. Nora Vaughn on the left, back out top to Addie Vaughn. Addie looking, dribbles, passing to Nora Vaughn. Just eating the clock up here, waiting for the last shot. We're down to 10 seconds. Addie Vaughn on the right. She lost the dribble, and there's a bump by Allie Vaughn. Fort Recovery with it. Kiki Wendell firing and missing. And it's no good. And that ends the quarter. 19-16 the score. I think the officials might have missed a foul there on Allie Vaughn a moment ago, but hey, you know, they miss him.
Pretty sure they did. We'll take it, though.
She seemed to have popped Addie Vaughn right in the chin. Or it was either Addie or Marley, one or the other.
It was Addie.
19-16, the score at halftime. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. For outstanding service for your farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back with the halftime stats, tell you how the junior varsity did tonight. They had a tough loss right after we pause for this. Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans in many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise. with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is the division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Hello, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to order a pizza.
We don't have any pizza.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
We don't have any food. I think you might have the wrong number.
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't do food. I've got a car, so I could go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great. While you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect. For officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. They're so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back at Sportside Field, how's everybody? Rob Weaver, Brian Patch here as the Fort Recovery Indians trail at halftime 19-16 to the St. Henry Lady Redskins. Brian, let's check out the scoring.
Yeah, for Fort Recovery, they were leading, I should say. It's not over here yet, but leading score for Fort Recovery tonight is Allie Vaughn with 9 points. And then Val Mullenkamp has 2, Olivia Patch has 2, Brooke Collick has 1, and Kiki Wendell has 2. And scoring went 10-8 in the first quarter. The Indians led. And in the second quarter, the Redskins outscored the Indians with a score of 11-6 to take a 19-16 lead for the Redskins here at halftime.
For the St. Henry Lady Redskins, they're led by Addie Vaughn with 9. And you say she's their leading scorer?
Yeah, I believe her and the Busher girl are both double-digit scorers. I think average around 10 or 11 points a game for them.
So Addie Vaughn with 9 on 3 twos and a three-point basket. Alyssa Busher has 6 on 2 twos and 2 out of 2 at the line. And Ashley Ontrop with 2 and Nora Vaughn with 2. And really pretty amazing that we've only had 6 free throws shot in this game, as rough as it's been.
Yeah, you know, I think, honestly, a lot of games that I've been to this year doesn't seem like there's a lot of free throws shot in games anymore. You know, it just seems like the officials let teams play, and this one's very intense and physical, kind of borderline sloppy at times. But, you know, it's just one of those things where I see a lot of fouls here, but they're just not getting called by both teams. So
the junior varsity had a very disappointing loss because they had such a huge lead to start out with, and it just went away.
Yeah, it's kind of an odd game. They started out the first quarter as 19-6 in favor of the Indians. And then in the second quarter, the Indians got outscored 6-0. And at halftime, we're still up 19-12. The third quarter, we get outscored 13-2. And now we're trailing 25-21 at the end of 3. And then in the fourth quarter, we get outscored 15-11. And we end up losing 40-32. The Indians fall to 3-4 in the MAC and 7-10 overall on the season. Grace Guggenbiller led us in scoring with 12 points. Elaine Evers added 8. Hope Wendell 5. Faith Gruby added 4. And Brenna Holman chipped in with 3.
So halftime here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Big conference game tonight for the Lady Indians. We lose this one, it'll be a real downer.
doesn't mean we can't win the conference, but it'll certainly put a hole in the hopes, that's for sure. So Lady Indians tied with Marion Local with the conference lead right now, 6-1 on the year. St. Henry, their conference record so far this year, as they have a 12-8 overall record, and in the conference, St. Henry's 4-3. So St. Henry pretty much out of it as far as a conference championship. But they could certainly end up towards the top, that's for sure, especially if they pull off the upset here tonight. We'll be back in a moment, right after we pause for this. Indians trail at halftime, St. Henry 19, Fort Recovery 16.
We at Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to congratulate our future Farmers of America students during National FFA Week for their interest in agriculture. With their hard work and knowledge, these students will become our future suppliers and growers of food to our dinner tables. The next time you see an FFA student, encourage them to keep their dedication to being part of a positive organization, the FFA. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Need to operate worry-free on terrain where other machines just won't cut it? Kubota SVL Series track loaders are designed for the difficult jobs that require extra traction and stability. They're highly maneuverable, have best-in-class bucket breakout force, and a large assortment of available attachments. Right now, take advantage of 0% APR financing for up to 48 months on a Kubota SVL track loader. Now through March 31st, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
For more information, visit your local Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Just about ready for the second half of play. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus outstanding professional nutritional support as well. That's Cooper Farms here in Fort Recovery. And don't forget to check out all the Cooper Farms job opportunities at all the Cooper Farm locations. Just go to cooperfarms.com/careers. That's cooperfarms.com/careers. A little bit of On Wisconsin here, the Fort Recovery school song. Getting ready to start the second half of play. Bob Stogler back running the music after a vacation in sunny Florida. I guess it was sunny.
I believe so. Most of the pictures and stuff I saw were so.
St. Henry with the ball to start the third quarter of play here. Here's Addie Vaughn inside, good. Addie Vaughn widens the lead to 5 as she now is in double figures with 11 points. It's 21-16. St. Henry on top. Allie Vaughn back outside it goes to Kiki Wendell. Wendell in the corner to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn thinks about shooting. Passes to Olivia Patch. Patch to Val Mollenkamp. She'll put it up and in. Give Olivia Patch the assist. Val Mollenkamp the basket. And Val is fouled in the act of shooting. So that could cut the lead back in a hurry here. Nobody's in any foul trouble on either team. As we said, very few free throws being shot. Very few fouls being called. So Val Mollenkamp steps up there for her first free throw of the evening. Puts it up, and it is good. She's usually a pretty good free thrower, too.
Yeah, she is. Her and Kiki are two of our better ones. So
down comes Addie Vaughn with the basketball, and I think she threw it away. No, they say it was tipped by Paige Fortkamp. So tossing in here will be Marley Vaughn. There's Addie Vaughn with it, top of the key. Over to Nora Vaughn. The Vaughn girls are triplets. They could have been playing for Fort Recovery, maybe. There's a charge called on Nora Vaughn.
Yeah, they live in our district, but there's, if you know the situation, there's no way they were ever playing for Fort Recovery.
Not now.
Mom would never let that happen. She's a St. Henry girl, so.
Allie Vaughn with the ball on the left side to Kiki Wendell. Kiki lost it, got it back. Oh, just lost the handle on it, and coming up with it there was Nora Vaughn. Here's an outside shot by Buescher. No good. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp. Way to go, Val. Clean those boards. Down to Kiki Wendell. Inside to Paige Fortkamp. Missed the layup. Got the ball. Missed the layup again. And a foul's going to be called on Alyssa Buescher. That's going to be her first. Paige Fortkamp goes to the free throw line for two free throws. Her first opportunity. She has not scored yet tonight. She's missed a few field goal attempts. Free throw is no good. Off the left. A little short and off to the left. Paige Fortkamp will shoot again. Got that one. What'd you think of that Brown kid last weekend, huh?
He was the real deal.
He is the real deal, that's for sure.
He definitely has gotten better since I saw him last year, so.
Luke Brown, the leading boys basketball scorer in Indiana, played Jay County last weekend. Shots up and no good by Addie Vaughn of St. Henry. 21-20, Lady Indians only down by one. We could take the lead. Here's Kiki to Val, up and in. Kiki Wendell gets the assist. Val Mollenkamp, her seventh point, and the Indians lead 22-21. As we have reeled off six in a row here. Addie Vaughn to Buescher. She'll lay it up and in. Alyssa Buescher scoring. That gives her 8 points tonight. Allie Vaughn, three-point shot. Doesn't go. Rebound comes to Marley Vaughn, and a foul's on Val Mollenkamp. Fouling Marley Vaughn. Addie Vaughn will toss it in here. Again, we could play this St. Henry team in the sectional championship game on February 22nd at Lima Bath. I don't think I've ever done a game from Lima Bath. What kind of a court do they have there?
It's an old-looking gym with old bleachers and kind of dingy.
There's a shot from the left side. It's good by Ashley Ontrock. So don't look for too great of press facilities, huh?
No.
There's a shot up, no good by Val Mollenkamp. Rebound, Olivia Patch. Back outside, and the ball's tipped away. They say it's last touch by Stallman of St. Henry. No?
Brooke.
By Brooke Colling at Fort Recovery.
Yep.
And what's going on here? I don't know. Official called time. Now we're ready to go. Pass comes in to Nora Vaughn. Down she comes all the way. Actually, that was Marley Vaughn. Now the shot up and good by Alyssa Buescher. She's catching fire all of a sudden. She has a total of 10 points on the night. Alyssa Buescher. Cross-court pass to Val Mollenkamp. Fires it up and no good off the rim. Rebound to Addie Vaughn. St. Henry all of a sudden has scored six in a row, and they're in the lead, 27-22. Fort Recovery scored six in a row, went ahead. Now St. Henry scored six in a row, and they're ahead by five again, 27-22. Shot from the right side by Buescher, no good. Rebound, Addie Vaughn. Tries to feed it off, knocked out of bounds by Allie Vaughn of Fort Recovery. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms. If you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, they'd love to buy it from you. For your corn marketing needs, simply call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. Addie Vaughn lost the ball coming inbounds, and St. Henry calls a quick timeout to save possession. 4:32 to go here in the third quarter. It's Fort Recovery trailing St. Henry 27-22.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp with Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers you a selection of unique gifts from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Union City, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. We're playing basketball tonight, despite the nasty weather. A lot of games in the area postponed, including Jay County's boys game tonight was postponed to Monday night. Left side it goes to Busher. She'll feed in to Addie Vaughn. Goes one way, comes back the other. Now feeds it back outside. There's a, I think, a jump ball call. Yes. Stallman and Kiki Wendell tied up, and it's going to go to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession. We need a basket here, Brian.
Yeah, we haven't scored here in a while. I think we got some points early, but we haven't scored here in a while. We definitely need one.
Allie Vaughn down the lane, lays it up and got it. There you go. Allie Vaughn with her eighth point of the night, and it's now 27-24, Lady Indians down by three. Alyssa Busher with the basketball. Has it knocked out of her hands. Ball's loose. And we've got a jump ball call. And Jay County plays their first sectional game tomorrow night.
For the girls. They have Winchester, right?
Yeah, the tough Winchester Lady Falcons. They are a tough team. One of those who was forced to move up a class because they've been so good.
It's a good problem to have.
And you know, they kind of put that rule in to equalize the private schools, but here you got a public school that's not recruiting, and not that private schools do. St. Henry lost the ball out of bounds. Fort Recovery has it. Come on, gals. We're down by three. 27-24. Paige Fortkamp on the left. Over to Brooke Colling. Colling dribbling to the free throw line. Stops. Looks for a shot. Doesn't find it. On the left, Allie Vaughn. Allie dribbling the ball at the lane. Stops. Back out to Kiki. Three-point shot. It's off the mark and out of bounds. Kiki was way off on that one. She was open. Give her credit for that. But doggone it. Shot was way off the beam. Allie Vaughn will go out for a rest. And I think Val Mollenkamp came back in. Down the court comes St. Henry. Marley Vaughn with it. Back out to Nora Vaughn. Now to Marley in the corner. Dribbling the ball. Comes back outside between the circles. Now goes back down. Goes all the way to the baseline. Looking for help. Hemmed in by Paige Fortkamp. She finally got it off to Antrop, who scored. We did a good job on defense there, but Antrop got open at the last second and scored. Here is Val Mollenkamp. No good, but it's knocked out of bounds by St. Henry. 29-24 the score now. 5-point lead for St. Henry with 2:46 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Don't forget, Cooper Farms has a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds. Check with your friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Ball's loose on the inbounds pass by Fort Recovery. A jump ball is called, and it's going to go to Fort Recovery. Allie Vaughn comes back in. Kiki Wendell will go out. Brenna Homan came in for Fort Recovery there a moment ago. So Whitley Rammel, Allie Vaughn, Brooke Colling, Brenna Homan, and Val Mollenkamp in the lineup. Inbounds pass goes out deep to Brooke Colling. Colling between the circles. Right side to Allie Vaughn. Allie's dribbling, stopping, passing off to Val Mollenkamp between the circles. Left side to Brooke Colling. Colling dribbles to the free throw line. There's Allie Vaughn. Drives down, puts it up, and missed the layup. Rebound, Brooke Colling. Colling right side to Whitley Rammel. Back out to Brenna Homan. Pops away. She got it back. Now dribbling the ball. Brenna will pass over here to Allie Vaughn. Indians need to score here. Allie Vaughn dribbling. Free throw line. Lost the ball. Picked up by Brooke Colling. She'll come in. Puts it up. No good.
Rebound, Colling, no good again. Rebound, Whitley Rammel feeds to Brooke Colling. Back out to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn has it knocked away, and a foul's called on Marley Vaughn of St. Henry, who knocked the ball away there and then went back after it. Number two on Marley Vaughn. Actually, three. Number three on Marley Vaughn. Actually, Nora Vaughn, I should say. I thought that was on Marley, though, wasn't it?
I didn't see who they caught on. I just saw both have a four. I couldn't see if there's a three or a two.
Okay. Inside it goes to Olivia Patch, who's in the game now. The pass was over her head. She couldn't get it. And St. Henry has the ball. 29-24. St. Henry leading by five with a minute 34 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Has not been a good quarter for the Lady Indians. Stolen away by Brooke Colling. Brooke comes down, passing to Kiki Wendell, who lays it in. Give Brooke Colling the assist. Kiki gets the basket. That helps, makes it 29-26. Lady Indians down by three. St. Henry with the ball. Addie Vaughn with it. She'll pass over on the right side to Nora Vaughn. Now to Alyssa Buescher. Buescher passing back over to Marley Vaughn. Marley on the right wing. Back out to Addie Vaughn. On the left to Nora Vaughn. Yep, you got triplets in the game. Here's a shot by Nora Vaughn, no good. Rebound, Nora Vaughn, no good again. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp. Val passes off to Kiki Wendell. Here come the Lady Indians. Right side to Allie Vaughn, goes in, stops, fires, hits! Allie Vaughn connects! That gives her a total of 10 points. And it's 29-28. Stolen by Fort Recovery. Val Mollenkamp lays it up and in. That gives the Indians the lead at 30-29 now. A steal by Fort Recovery, and Val Mollenkamp lays it in. Addie Vaughn to the right side. There's a foul called on Allie Vaughn. Who got this steal down here? Did you see?
Brooke Colling did.
She has got the quickest hands, doesn't she?
And I honestly didn't see if it was a bad pass. She stole the ball or what exactly happened.
30-29. Lady Indians up by one. I know what's going on there.
Brenna just didn't check in. She just ran out on the floor.
Not good, Brenna. Brenna Homan checks back in. Allie Vaughn goes out. Here's Paige Fortkamp with a steal to Brenna Homan. Brenna brings it down. Passing to Brooke Colling. Colling goes, stops, feeds off to Whitley Rammel. Left no good, and a foul's called on St. Henry. Boy, this game is a fast and rapid pace game. Whitley Rammel at the free throw line. That's on Nora Vaughn, her fourth.
Yep. And they don't have a lot of, they've only played six kids, so they don't have a lot of depth.
Whitley Rammel with two shots, no good. I guess they're just going to leave her in there. 7.9 seconds to go in the quarter. Whitley Rammel at the free throw line.
They probably don't know she has four.
Up and no good again. Missed them both. Rebound, Nora Vaughn. She'll pass down. Here's Alyssa Buescher. She traveled. No call. Buescher turns, fires, misses. Tipped around. And that's the end of the quarter. Fort Recovery grabs the lead at 30-29 after three. Stay tuned, folks. We've got a wild and woolly finish coming up here. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, check out their complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds and professional nutritional support. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. We'll be back.
It's that time of year again at Fort Recovery Napa for the Farm and Tool Sale, March 9th through the 13th, with open house on Wednesday the 11th. Tool and equipment up to 40% off, filters up to 75% off the list price, fall camp products up to 20% off, greases, oils, farm bearings, and belts all at discounted prices. Don't be the one to miss that great sale at Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street. Get the Napa know-how March 9th through the 13th.
What a game. 30-29. Lady Indians lead by one.
Yeah, it was a big quarter for the Indians, outscoring the Redskins 14-10 to take that one-point lead.
So to start the fourth quarter, it'll be St. Henry with the basketball. Rob Weaver here along with Brian Patch. Eric Catterley's our studio producer back at the radio station. Owen Shane here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com along with Neil Spencer. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. Indians up by one as we start the fourth quarter. Here's Marley Vaughn on the right side, looking, passing back to Addy Vaughn. Addy will bring it back out top. They finally did take Nora out of the game, Nora Vaughn. Inside to Addy Vaughn, up and no good. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp, Fort Recovery. Val will come down across the timeline, passing on the left side to Paige Fortkamp. Paige top of the key, right side to Brooke Colley. Brooke passing over on the left to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn top of the key to Kiki. Kiki Wendell back to Paige Fortkamp on the left. Three-point shot. It's no good. Rebound comes down. Addy Vaughn. Addy will bring it up. Paige just can't get that three to go down. 7 minutes left in the game. Right side it goes. There's Marley Vaughn dribbling to the baseline. Lays it up. No good. Partially blocked by Val Mollenkamp. And it's off of Val out of bounds. St. Henry will get the basketball. Reporting in here for St. Henry is Maya Niekamp.
She's a freshman. First time coming in, is coming in tonight in the fourth quarter.
They've got Maya Niekamp, and they have Mia Antrop. Or maybe it's the other way around. I can't remember. Oh, and Niekamp scores right after she came in the game.
Big shot for a freshman.
Long two. 31-30. On the left side to Allie Vaughn. She'll fire and no. Missed the three. Rebound out of bounds. It's going to be given off of Fort Recovery to St. Henry. St. Henry with a one-point lead. 31-30 here in the fourth quarter. Fort Recovery continuing to press full court. There's Cora Stahman with it. Feeds over here to Alyssa Buescher. Stolen by Allie Vaughn. Allie down across the timeline. In the lane. Lays it up. No good. Too far under. Rebound Val Mollenkamp. Oh, it pops out. Mollenkamp no good. Rebound Whitley Rammel. Good. Whitley Rammel gets the offensive rebound. And that makes it 32-31. Stolen by Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell no good. Rebound comes to Niekamp for St. Henry. And out of bounds, Fort Recovery gets the basketball. Wow, what effort here tonight. These two teams are scratching and batching around, I'll tell you. Can't fault any effort tonight, can you? There's a shot by Val Mollenkamp up and in on the inbounds play. Val now with a total of 11 points on the night. And timeout. Nope. Foul. Fouls on Fort Recovery. 34-31. Lady Indians lead by three. Nora Vaughn comes back in. Addy Vaughn will go out. Stallman goes out. Now Fort Recovery calls time. Timeout, Lady Indians. 5:55 to go in this great game. It's Fort Recovery 34 and St. Henry 31.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
There's no one like you. Your hopes, dreams, talents, and experiences, even what you value in a bank, are unique to you. That's why, instead of telling you what we can do, we'd rather listen to what you need. Because at Second National Bank, your story is the one that matters. There's no one like you. There's no bank like us. Could there be a better reason to meet? Second National Bank, be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, had a 60-second timeout there. We're ready to go. St. Henry with the ball. Marley Vaughn tossing in to Buescher. Back to Marley. Ball's tipped by Kiki, but picked up by Niekamp of St. Henry. Right side it goes to Marley Vaughn. Back out to Niekamp. on the left to Nora Vaughn. Inside, and a foul's on foot recovery. They say Ontrop was fouled. They're going to call the foul on Val Mullenkamp. Number two on Val. No problems there. Allie Vaughn has three for the Lady Indians, and Nora Vaughn has four fouls for St. Henry. And St. Henry couldn't get the ball in, so they had to call timeout to save possession. 5:37 to go. Fort Recovery leads 34-31 over the St. Henry Lady Redskins.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
In the reserve game tonight, Lady Indians lost that one to St. Henry, 40-32. Had a big lead early, 19-6 at the end of the first quarter, but couldn't hang on.
No, the middle two quarters for the Indians, they scored 2 points, 0 in the second and 2 in the third. And when you jump out big like that, I don't know if they took the foot off the gas pedal or what happened, but we just kind of struggled the last the middle two quarters there for the Indians.
Tomorrow night we'll have the St. Henry and Fort Recovery boys game for you here on the radio, so tune in for that. That ought to be a dandy. There's the ball tipped away by Paige Fortkamp, but Nora Vaughn got it back. Addie Vaughn with it now. Here's Busher with a shot, missed it. Rebound comes down to Val Mullenkamp, Fort Recovery. Here's Allie Vaughn going all the way down, back out. Kiki at the free throw line, can't get it to go down. Wide open shot, wouldn't go. Rebound at Yvonne of St. Henry. Here's Cora Stallman. She'll pass on the left side to Nora Vaughn. Back out top it goes to Busher. Alyssa Busher dribbles to the right. Back out, passes off to at Yvonne. Fort Recovery leads by 3, 34-31. Plenty of time left in this game, 5 minutes to go. Cora Vaughn with the ball on the left side. It goes to Nora Vaughn. Nora dribbling. Feeds back out to Addie Vaughn. Addie goes down in, and jump ball is going to be called. Jump ball called. It goes to Fort Recovery.
I thought that was a good call.
Yeah, it was. She had great hands, and she put the dribble right in front of her, and she was able to tie her up.
Down comes Kiki Wendell, passing over to Val Mullenkamp on the left. Val back outside to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn looks for the shot, can't find it. Right corner. There's Paige Fortkamp, misses another three. And here comes St. Henry. Cora Stallman kind of lost the ball, which lost her momentum. Into Addie Vaughn, up no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. As Addie just kind of shoveled it up there, really had no chance of going in. And she gets two free throws here for St. Henry. Again, Addie Vaughn, one of the three triplets at the line. Puts it up and no good. She leads the team with 11 tonight. 10 points for Busher, Alyssa Busher. Free throws up and good by Addie Vaughn that time. Giving her 12, and here comes Fort Recovery, leading by 2, 34-32. Brooke Collig on the left. We haven't scored in a while here. Right side to Paige Fortkamp. Paige back outside it goes to Kiki Wendell. Kiki drives and scores! Drove down around Cora Vaughn and laid it in. Kiki with her 6th point of the night. That makes it 36-34. That was a big basket there. Right side to Addie Vaughn for St. Henry. She'll feed in the corner to Nora Vaughn. Back out to Marley Vaughn, to Addie Vaughn. Left to Cora Stallman, firing, missing. Rebound, tipped out of bounds. Nope. They say it was touched by St. Henry out of bounds, so Fort Recovery will have the basketball. No pressure here by St. Henry. Allie Vaughn to Kiki Wendell. Kiki down across the timeline. Top of the key. Here's a drive by Allie Vaughn.
missed the layup. Rebounds knocked around, picked up by St. Henry. Marley Vaughn comes down across the timeline. She will pass down to Addie Vaughn on the left to Cora Stallman. There's a shot up. No good by Alyssa Buescher. Rebound battle for, and is it a jump ball? Yes. Goes to St. Henry. 36-32. 3:09 to go in this baby. Indians lead by four, trying to hang on for the victory. Could mean the conference championship if we can win this one. Here comes the inbounds pass from Marley Vaughn. And I believe Paige Fortkamp might have tipped that. Brenna Holman has it, but lost it out of bounds. It'll be St. Henry's basketball. Tough luck there. Here is Marley Vaughn putting it in play again, being guarded again by Paige Fortkamp. Pass goes to Cora Stallman. Tries to get it across to a teammate and finds Nora Vaughn. Inside pass is tipped away by Fort Recovery. St. Henry will keep possession.
Right now, St. Henry is just panicking with our pressure. I mean, they don't like to handle the ball and have some pressure on them. That's kind of obvious right now.
36-32. 2:58 to go in this game. Indians on top. St. Henry with the ball. Inside, no good by Buescher. Rebound comes down to Paige Fortkamp. Now to Kiki Wendell. Kiki down across the timeline to Paige Fortkamp on the right. Back out to Brooke Colligan. Timeout, Lady Indians. Timeout with 2:46 to go. Fort Recovery 36 and St. Henry 32.
As the season changes to winter, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to remember to be sure you're protected for the changes in your life. Do you have the right auto insurance? The right homeowners coverage? Has your business grown? Now is the time to let the insurance experts at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency make sure you have the right coverage that fits your budget. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Joe was looking out the window when he said with excitement, "I just saw a snowflake." Everyone else was not that excited. Snow meant shoveling and cold weather. But Joe was a grain farmer, and snow meant winter. Winter meant spring was closer. Spring meant corn planting. Corn planting meant harvest, and corn harvest meant more profit opportunities at Cooper Farms. So grain farmers, the next time you see snow or Joe, think corn. Think corn, think Cooper Farms, and be happy.
46 left in this baby. If you're the Indians, you want to try to avoid turning the ball over. You want to be fairly patient, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, right now you got a 4-point lead. You're not in a hurry, so just got to take good shots.
Outside to Brooke Colley.
Yeah, if it's there early, take it early. If it's not, then be patient.
Left corner, Kiki Wendell, baseline jumper, got it. Kiki Wendell gives us a 6-point lead. 38-32 now. St. Henry brings it down. Right side it goes to Marley Vaughn, and they're going to say Marley stepped on the sideline. Niekamp's going to come back in for St. Henry. Mia Niekamp coming in and leaving will be Marley Vaughn.
Now we can be real patient.
Left side to Paige Fortkamp and lost the ball. Now a foul's called on Allie Vaughn.
And that's her fifth.
So she is gone. Allie Vaughn fouls out, coming right down on her knee there.
Foul on Allie Vaughn.
Was Buescher. So the Indians didn't take care of the ball there. And St. Henry does not have a 1-1 yet. That is the sixth foul on Fort Recovery. Again, Allie Vaughn goes out. Brenna Homan came in. Here's Cora Stallman with it. Looking to pass. Goes on the left to Mia Niekamp. Niekamp looking for help. Looking for help. Passing to Cora Vaughn. Fort Recovery really pressuring them on defense. Inside, knocked away, and a foul's on Paige Fortkamp over the top of Nora Vaughn.
So Nora will go to the line now with a 1-1 situation here. She has only 2 points on the night and none in this second half. Niekamp goes back out, and coming in is Lauren Frank, who I don't think she's played at all yet.
She hasn't played at all as a junior.
At the line, it's up and good by Nora Vaughn, hitting the first of the 1-1s. She will have one more. 38-33, Fort Recovery leads by 5, and now by 4, as Nora Vaughn converts both of the free throws. 38-34, Indians bring it down. Kiki Wendell with it. Feeds back to Brooke Colleague. Colleague races to the bucket and misses the layup. Rebound, Whitley Rammel. No good. Rebound on the deck. Rebound fought for. We've got a timeout for recovery. Paige Fortkamp ended up with the ball laying on the floor, and the Lady Indians call timeout. St. Henry questioning whether she actually had possession of the ball.
I think he said that she rolled over on the floor, which should be a travel. But he official called bobble first.
Timeout. We'll be back right after this.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work, and now is the best time to see all that the affordable new Kubota MX Series has to offer. The versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow, plus an optional spacious cab for year-round comfort. Right now, get the new Kubota MX Series for zero down and 0% APR for 60 months. Now through February 29th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more info.
For more information, visit your local Kubota dealer, Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Here we go. Indians have the ball. Pass comes in to Paige Fortkamp. Now it goes to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp top of the key. Passes off to Paige Fortkamp, who hands off to Kiki Wendell. Now the foul is going to be called on Lauren Frank, who just came in the game. Out of bounds, Indians on the far sideline. We're down to 124. Indians lead by 4. Can they hang on, Brian? What do you think?
I'm thinking yes, but it's going to be tough.
Going to be interesting. Indians with the ball back in play. Left corner, Val Mollenkamp. 3-point shots, no good. Rebound comes to Buescher of St. Henry. Now St. Henry can cut the lead down to 2, maybe even 1. Buescher across the timeline. Passing back out, and it's knocked away by Val Mollenkamp. I think it might have touched St. Henry, but they say no.
I don't think it did. I think Val hit it out.
So St. Henry will keep the ball. Frank will go out. Here's Marley Vaughn back in the game, and Marley will put it in play. Marley goes to Addie Vaughn. Oh! She almost went over and back. There's Buescher with the ball, right side. Here's a drive by Nora Vaughn. No good, and she's fouled, and will be at the free throw line and can cut the lead back to 2. Boy, Addie Vaughn almost went over the timeline, but somehow maintained her balance long enough to pass the ball off. That was close. Nora Vaughn up and in.
That was walking a tightrope.
That definitely was. Whitley Rammel comes out. Olivia Patch comes back in. It's a 38-35 game. A 3-point lead here for St. Henry. I'm sorry, for Fort Recovery. My correction. And that's good. Now it's a 2-point lead as Nora Vaughn hits both free throws. And now a foul is called on St. Henry with 52 seconds left to go. That one's going to be called on Marley Vaughn. And at the line will be Kiki Wendell. Well, she's a good free thrower. Let's hope. First one is good. Yes, indeed. Kiki Wendell's 3-for-3 tonight, although she hadn't shot any here in the second half. This one's up and good again. Two big ones for for Kiara Wendell. It's 40-36. Fort Recovery by four. St. Henry with the ball. Down to 45 seconds. Right side to Addie Vaughn. Up and no good. Rims out of there. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp. Val double teamed. Gets it off to Kiki Wendell. And a foul is called on St. Henry. That's whistled on Cora Stallman. So we'll shoot free throws at the other end here. 37 seconds left to go. Val Mollenkamp at the line. She's one for one tonight. Eyes the basket, lets it fly, and missed it. Oh, it went down in. Off the back of the rim, up in the air by 3 feet, and down in there.
That was as high as the backboard and dropped in. Shooter's touch, Rob.
One more for Val. She got this one, too. Not as hard as the first one. 42-36. Lead is six now with 32 seconds to go. Here's a shot by Busher. No good. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp. Things are looking pretty good now for Fort Recovery. Down comes Kiki Wendell, right side to Brooke Collig. And Brooke is fouled by Addie Vaughn. Brooke Collig will go to the free throw line with 20 seconds left. Fort Recovery leading 42-36. Lady Indians trying to win their 15th game of the year. Brooke Collig at the line, puts it up there, and it's good. We've been good at the line tonight, that's for sure. Brooke is 2 for 3. Here's another one. It is good again. 44-36. This baby's in the bag. Indians lead by 8. Right side it goes to Nora Vaughn. Passing over to Cora Stallman. Throws up the shot. No good. Rebound off of Al Mollenkamp. St. Henry. Oh, my goodness.
We'll take that. Not that it's going to matter in this one, but
they're going to give it to us? Oh, I can't believe it.
Val did hit it out. But
no, it doesn't make any difference now. 8 seconds. Indians are going to win it. 44-36. Fort Recovery goes to 7-1 in the MAC Conference. And victors tonight over a tough St. Henry team. Well, I see a rematch coming in tourney time, Brian. That's going to be a dandy game.
Yeah, and I definitely don't think St. Henry played what they're going to show their hand, what they're going to play in tournament. So we'll have to kind of figure out what they're going to do then. But definitely like our team and our chances.
So we'll see these guys probably on Saturday, February 22nd for the sectional championship at Lima Bath. The final score tonight, Fort Recovery 44, St. Henry 36. Congratulations, Lady Indians. We'll be back with the wrap-up in a moment.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with special Tuesday events. Discounted lipid panel blood test starting at 8 a.m. on February 4th, 11th, and 25th. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL, to help evaluate your risk of heart disease. Appointments are required, so call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 419-375-2092 to register. Cal Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
It's that time of year again at Fort Recovery Napa for the Farm and Tool Sale, March 9th through the 13th, with open house on Wednesday, the 11th. Tool and equipment up to 40% off, filters up to 75% off the list price, bulk camp products up to 20% off, greases, oils, farm bearings, and belts all at discounted prices. Don't be the one to miss that great sale at Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street. Get the Napa know-how March 9th through the 13th.
All right. Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more. Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we have Holly Gann with us, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. And, Holly, we haven't had a chance to give the scoring here, so just let me do that real quick. 13 for Val Mollenkamp, 10 for Kiara Wendell, 10 for Allie Vaughn. 3 points for Brooke Colleague, 2 apiece for Olivia Patch and Whitley Rammel, 1 for Paige Fourcamp. And for St. Henry, they were led in scoring tonight by Addie Vaughn with 12, 10 for Alyssa Busher, 6 apiece Ashley Ontrop and Nora Vaughn, and 2 for Mia Niekamp. Congratulations, a hard-fought victory here this evening, and probably gives you a share of the MAC conference, we hope.
Yeah, we got to get one more, and, you know, just one day at a time, and we had lots of looks, didn't we? We played hard, you know, and St. Henry, obviously, that's a good team. They're athletic. They're everywhere. Actually, to be honest, we prepped out for them, and everything we prepped for, we didn't see tonight. So I'll be anxious to see once kind of what they're going to bring. You know, we get to see them in tournament more than likely. So great St. Henry team. They played hard, and tonight we just played harder. You know, we finished down the line when we had to.
Well, you're probably going to see all that stuff you were prepping for in the tournament game.
Well, that's what I keep thinking, too. So we'll just see, you know, and if not, then here we go again, and we got the looks, and, you know, the refs let us play tonight, didn't they?
We were talking about that. They sure did. Although, you did really well at the free throw line tonight. Let me see. Let me count this up here. You had 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 out of 13 tonight. Nope. 11 out of 15 tonight. Not bad.
No, not bad at all. And there again, I'm, you know, I was just proud of them for not stopping. And we didn't stop taking it to the hole. We didn't stop driving, even though, you know, that we kept getting blocked. And we just didn't quit. And those things are really nice to see. And like I said, that St. Henry team's a great team. And, you know, I'm surprised they haven't won more games, to be honest. They got a lot of athletes there. They do a lot of things right. And the girls just had composure down the stretch, and we made some big shots, and we had to make some big shots, and we were definitely physical, and we brought the intensity tonight, and we controlled the game, and all those things are really important for the victory tonight.
I don't have the rebounding totals, but I would say you probably had the advantage there.
Absolutely. Man, we got so many second looks, but those things, eventually, again, I'd be more nervous if we stopped doing it. We kept driving, we kept rebounding, we kept at it, and when it's all said and done, like I said, we just showed a little composure there at the end, and we got the job done tonight.
Well, when you started the season, when we went up to Crestview, if I would have told you, well, you're going to be after 19, you're going to be 15-4 and 7-1 in the MAC, I think you would have taken that.
You know, I think when I first started there, it just this whole journey, I've just learned obviously so much. I feel like Jeff and Chris really have helped out with just making me become a better coach. Obviously, they are the X's and O's, and I'm learning along the way. I know how my vision is of us playing and how aggressive we are and where I want us to be. And obviously, we still got room to grow there. But in Crestview, I'm not sure I knew exactly what was going to happen. I was just full of emotions and happy to be there, and I was seeing the team working hard every day in practice, and that's the message I just kept sending. Hey, guys, we work hard. We do all the small things right. We bring the intensity. These are things that will make define who we are this year and obviously the years to come. And so, like I said, I can have this vision and I can talk about it, but these girls are truly making it happen, and that's something special, and that's huge shout out to all those girls. show up every day for practice and work hard for me.
Well, they gave you a terrific effort tonight. Congratulations.
Absolutely. And you know what? Fun doesn't stop. We got Tri-Village Saturday.
Big test on Saturday at Tri-Village.
Yep, it is. It's going to be a barn burner, just as we expect. And you know, at the end of the day, I just want to make sure we are healthy and we're not injured. Because that is the most important thing that matters at this point in my season.
Absolutely. Hey, Holly, thanks for coming by. And again, congratulations on the very nice win tonight.
Thanks.
Again, Holly Gann, our guest, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Lady Indians come away with a nice win tonight, 44-36 over the St. Henry Lady Redskins. We'll recap the scoring again in a moment right after this.
There are lots of reasons you love banking with Second National Bank. Like the feeling you get when you walk through our doors. A warmth that comes from personal attention, sophisticated support, and trustworthy guidance. Maybe your reason is convenience. 24/7 online banking, our free mobile banking app, or the ability to call, email, text, or web chat with us whenever you like. Regardless, the most important reason to us will be yours. Second National Bank, be delighted. Be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Yeah, what a fun win for the Lady Indians tonight. They win 44-36 over St. Henry. In the first quarter, the Lady Indians led 10-8. St. Henry won the second quarter, and they led 19-16 at halftime, outscoring us 11-6 in the second quarter. Fort Recovery won the third quarter and took the lead at 30-29, and then the fourth quarter was contested all the way until the Lady Indians pulled away in the last minute or so to win by 8 points, 44-36. Again, the scoring, Fort Recovery was led by Val Mollenkamp with 13, 10 apiece for Kiara Wendell and Allie Vaughn. Chipping in with 3 was Brooke Collig, 2 for Olivia Patch, 2 for Whitley Rammel, and 1 for Paige Fortkamp. For St. Henry, they were led in scoring by Addie Vaughn with 12. Alyssa Busher had 10. 6 apiece for Ashley Ontrop and Nora Vaughn. And then chipping in with 2 was Mia Niekamp. And in the B game, it was Fort Recovery losing to St. Henry in the junior varsity game, 40-32. Fort Recovery was led by Grace Guggenbiller with 12. 8 for Elena Evers. 5 points for Hope Wendell. 4 for Faith Gruby. And 3 for Brenna Homan. The reserve team falls to 7-10. The varsity, they improved to 15-4 on the year. And again, 7-1 in the MAC conference. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Thanks to our studio producers, Eric Catterly, back at the radio station. Here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com, Owen Shane and Neil Spencer. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night for Brian Patch. Again, the Lady Indians win 44-36 over the St. Henry Lady Redskins.
Listening to Fort Recovery.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.